Now we're going to the northwest of Ireland, down the coastal road called the Wild Atlantic Way in County Donegal. It is a region of breathtaking beauty. In the village of Kilcar is Studio Donegal, a small weaving mill and a retail operation. Jackie Lydon brings us the story from The Seams, an occasional NPR series about fashion as culture.
This is the sound of the handlooms at Studio Donegal, spinners and hand weavers. Think of it like you would a microbrewery, and meet Tristan Donahue, a throwback, whose family revived hand looming here. There are larger industrial operations and a few other cottage makers, but he says he's the best.
So, you know, if you're going to make hand-woven tweed, you've got to be, if I say, it's a bit cheeky of me, but you've got to be as good as me.
Tweed, of course, is a colour-flecked or tightly patterned woven wool, an Irish and Scottish tradition.
Would you tell me a little bit about where the yarn for tweed comes from?
Well, the yarn for tweed is a woolen yarn, which means that it's spun on the woolen system, where the fibre in the yarn is random in direction. But to really make a tweed yarn, you should really have nice little neps or spots of colour in it. At the moment, we would be buying most of our tweed yarns from the spinning mill about 500 metres down the road.
Once all the farms of Donegal had hand-weaving or looming operations, textiles globalised, Irish manufacturing of cloth plummeted. Today, the mill uses soft merino sheep's wool from New Zealand. Irish sheep's wool, they say, would take the back off your legs.
If I produced old, hard tweed, as was produced 100 years ago, there'd be no future. I've got to hand weave, but I've got to create and design and produce interesting and beautiful things.
And they do. Blankets, jackets, scarves.
Hold on from here now, unfortunately. But this is the sewing.
Okay.
There are jackets that have been made, which are going to Japan in 10 days' time. There are other jackets going to Germany. These cushions are going to a company called Makers and Brothers in Dublin. And so it's
wooden looms for hand weavers don't look a lot different today than they did hundreds of years ago. Big, boxy things now run on electric power. John Hina is guiding the yarn with a shuttle in a left-to-right motion.
So you're hand-looming everything here?
All hand-woven, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. There's actually a herringbone style, if you're familiar with it.
Herringbone pattern, yes.
Yeah.
Of course, the herringbone is the most classic tweed pattern. Hina, in his 50s, comes from generations of hand-loomers. His accent is as authentic as his tweed.
In the small town land that I came from, there were six houses in it, and there was eight handloom weavers. So it was the first thing I've ever seen in my life. I grew up with it, like. And I remember, like, sitting on the seat with my father, like, when he died, a young man with a massive heart attack took him away, like. But actually, there'd no electricity then. They worked on the paraffin oil lamp.
There's a new generation as well. At the next loom, it's Kevin McGillicuddy.
May I ask how old you are?
24.
So what attracted you to coming in here and doing the hand looming?
Well, I took it after my uncle. You know, he was a hand weaver, and that was how I got into it.
It'll take him about 5 days to make around 100 metres of cloth, enough for 45 jackets. Studio Donegal weaves roughly 10,000 metres a year, a fraction of what a commercial operation would produce. Owner Tristan Donahue says his little company is doing well, selling to clients, visitors and online, making an old-fashioned product.
And I keep saying to young people who come in, this isn't a jacket, you know, for an office dandy with a flower in his lapel. This is a jacket for a real modern man, because come evening, as I say, he can turn his collar up, put his lapels across, run home, keeping warm. When he gets home, he can roll up his sleeves and help with the dishes.
Now that is a twist of the modern, an Irish tweed. For NPR News, I'm Jackie Lydon.
And Jackie hosts the Seams podcast. You can find pictures of Studio Donegal spinners and hand weavers and a video of the hand looming on our website, npr.org.